22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w.thepowerherbs.com. Thank you.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We have a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, Magical Engineer Frank and I, we're going to be talking about magnesium for a little bit of the show. And also, if we get time, we're going to talk about some other things that are very toxic and how we can cleanse ourselves. Since we've kind of abridged our time, we're going to not do a quack report today, and we're going to just jump right into the main segment. We're going to be talking about some minerals, because minerals do play an important role in our overall health. However, we are not taught how important they are. More importantly, we are not taught what puts, you know, our mineral level in our body at risk. So if you take away all the water in our body, we're just a pile of minerals. So the human body does not make minerals, and they need to be replenished. So mankind has relied on getting the necessary minerals from plants, which get minerals from the soil. And then sometimes we get minerals from ocean salt. But when the soil is low in minerals, the plants will also be low in deficient of minerals. And when the ocean salt's processed, it's stripped of the minerals. So we're going to take a look at magnesium and how vital this mineral is and how we can protect our mineral requirements and refortify the body with some necessary whole foods. Let's talk about this magnesium question, because Dr. Joseph Mercola said in 2015, 8% of Americans are magnesium deficient. And so most people know very little about the importance of minerals, and they know they may not know that foods that contain minerals, what they should be eating and putting into the diet. So the average person may understand magnesium is good for the bones, but they may not know it's also necessary for the cardiovascular system. However, magnesium is needed really all over the entire body. So without your adequate magnesium, you're gonna suffer from things like low energy, muscle malfunction and fatigue, weak bones, headaches, nervous system malfunction and tremors, heart malfunction or rapid heartbeat or arrhythmias, blood pressure problems, blood clots, numbness and tingling, heart spasms, irritability, anxiety, nervousness, confusion, depression, and disorientation, as well as loss of appetite, digestive upset, seizures, and in rare instances, coma. So you want to watch what you're taking, because, you know, a lot of drugs will deplete you of your minerals, and especially magnesium. So when doctors prescribe medications, they rarely inform patients they're going to need to be careful and get the necessary minerals, because these drugs deplete them, especially magnesium. So we're going to look at some of the common drugs that are prescribed that will remove minerals and magnesium from your system. So your acid blockers, like your acid pump inhibitors, Tagamet, Nexium, Pepcid, Prilosec, Zantac, your antacids like Maalox, Mylanta, Tums, Rolaids,
milk of magnesia, Alka-Seltzer, and even bacon soda. Antibiotics like your amoxicillin, your Z-Pac, your Cipro, your Bactrim, and your Septra, as well as your antipsychotic and anti-schizophrenic medications, your antiviral drugs, as well as your blood pressure drugs, all your diuretics, as well as your insulin, and congestive heart failure medications like Digitalis and Digoxin, your central nervous system stimulants like Ritalin, as well as cholesterol drugs, chemotherapy and other cancer drugs, your corticosteroid drugs, and also the inhaled versions for asthma and allergies, and also your oral contraceptives, as well as hormone replacement meds for other types like menopause, and surgery, because you're usually given drugs prior, during, and after surgery. Your immune suppressant medications, your non-steroidal maltase inhibitors, these are your hormone topical creams, also your osteoporosis medications, some selective estrogen receptor modulators, or SERMs for short, like Evistra, and your sulfonamides, your antibiotics that are your diabetic combos, and over-the-counter medicines especially will do it, as well as some miscellaneous things like if you're drinking excessive alcohol, if you're taking synthetic calcium supplements, if you're drinking a lot of caffeine, if you have an estrogen imbalance, if you have a high-sugar diet, you have cortisol imbalance, liver disease, digestive absorption issues, anorexia, pancreatitis, Crohn's disease, mineral oil if you're consuming that, as well as processed foods, soda, and softened water. Let me read you this quote from Carolyn Dean, medical doctor. She also is the author of the book, The Magnesium Miracle. She says, the typical American diet, which is rich in fat, sugar, salt, synthetic vitamins, phosphates, and protein, not only is deficient in magnesium, but actually increases the need for magnesium in the body. Well, let me cover quickly some mineral foods, because when you select your organic whole foods, it's going to help provide those minerals the body requires, help replenish them, especially that magnesium. So your green leafy vegetables, seaweed, beans, whole grains, your nuts like cashews and almonds, legumes, fruits like banana, and your seeds like pumpkin, sesame, and sunflower, very all essential for your health and also provide magnesium. Greens, especially high in magnesium, will be your spinach, your kale, chard, mustard greens. But the key is balance, and whole foods do provide a mineral balance not found in your isolated synthetic supplements. And let me touch on that water quality for just a minute, because it's real important, because people that live in areas in which the water has a lot of minerals is often called hard water. If you go down to Florida, everybody in Florida just about has a water softener. And it's going to leave, hard water leaves stains on your bathroom porcelain. Therefore, a lot of people install these water softener filter systems. And they really are essentially removing the minerals, including the magnesium. And they're also drinking this water that doesn't have the nutrients in it. So it's been scientifically established that areas that install water softener systems or that have municipalities that remove these minerals as part of the water treatment have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Here is a quote from the World Health Organization, and they also reported on an article, Calcium and Magnesium in Drinking Water, in 2009, and they said, the studies do show a protective effect between cardiovascular mortality and drinking water containing magnesium. Although this association does not necessarily demonstrate causality, it is consistent with the well-known effects of magnesium on cardiovascular function, end of quote. So you want to be sure, you know, if you're using a filter system, you're getting your minerals somehow and then replenishing them. These are the electrolytes for your nervous system to run on. Well, let's look at the synthetic supplement area, because millions of people take supplements that can increase the body's requirement for magnesium. For instance, if you take calcium supplements, if you take them in mega doses and without the required minerals for uptake, it can become displaced calcium and cause bone spurs, kidney or bladder stones, or strong arterial blockages. So whole food supplements from plants eliminates the guesswork of your mega doses while containing the mineral balance, and it's a gentler way to refortify the system. So patients with kidney disease should exercise caution using supplements containing magnesium, because weak kidneys may not be able to excrete the extra magnesium it can build up in their system. Now, the popular magnesium supplements on the market called magnesium isothionate citrate often cause the GI tract to produce loose stools or works like a laxative. So the composition is not the same as what nature provides. So vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins work together in synergy, and this is what you get from a natural whole foods. So what if you get too much magnesium? Well, supplements that contain your synthetic version of magnesium can cause a toxic overload, especially if the kidneys aren't working properly. So if you get too much magnesium in your system, the symptoms would be nausea and vomiting, low blood pressure and slow heart rate, trouble breathing, and in rare instances, a coma. So you want to get those minerals balanced and in the right amounts. So medical research is saying our human body has 3,751 proteins, more than 300 enzymes, which bond with magnesium. So we have our minerals in balance. If they're in balance, they will assist the body to function. So in other words, you need these minerals to help the body detoxify, to have proper muscle function and nervous system function, also digestive function, so your digestion can handle protein, fat, and carbohydrates. For all your metabolism function of the heart, lung, kidneys, liver, gallbladder, and brain. Also, to help build with the building blocks, your minerals help with your DNA and RNA, your genetic code, as well as your neurotransmitters for your brain, which when you have your minerals, it can help prevent dementia and improve memory. It is also believed that when you get a balanced mineral intake, it will improve vitality and your longevity. So minerals are real important, right up there with water and oxygen. And without our minerals, we have, without especially our magnesium, we have an increased risk of developing certain diseases such as colon cancer and rectal cancer, diabetes, neurological problems like anxiety, panic attacks, and depression. Now, if you're a big alcoholic, that typically fits right there with you. Liver disease, nervous system and malfunction, and cardiac death. Here is a quote from the Journal of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, Dr. David Jacobs, Colorado State University, 2009. They say, foods containing certain vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants can help lower the risk of heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. This has not been shown true for supplements containing synthetic nutrients alone. Our nutrients found in foods are responsible for a reduction in disease risk. There is an interaction between various nutrient components in foods. You get that synergistic effect. Also, Health Solutions said this, in the past 50 years, Americans have increasingly relied on supplements. However, recent studies suggest that whole food nutrition provides more benefits than isolated synthetic supplements. Natural doses of nutrition do not upset the integrated balance of the active compounds found in whole foods, which induce a benefit on health, end of quote. So you want to get that balance. And, of course, the lab can't always get that balance correctly, so it's always going to be in your foods. And if you're going to use supplements, I always say use whole food supplements. Well, we got to take a little break, but we'll be right back.
To developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about, you know, life revolving around the prescription drugs. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, well, okay, if I go the alternative route, what can I expect? Well, let's say you do your homework and you're willing to give, you know, alternative therapies, you know, a little try, and they appear to be, you know, safer, but do require a diligent effort on your part. People say, how long will it take to produce positive results? Well, it's going to depend on a couple of factors. First, how long have you been ill with your condition? And that's going to also impact you, the amount of damage the illness has given you and your weakness sustained by your metabolism. Also, have there been invasive treatments along the way? You know, you've been seeing your doctors. Have you had surgery? Have you had radiation? Have you put on a lot of toxic drugs? That has an impact. Also, has there been any trauma to the body in the meantime, or was this a condition of trauma? And, you know, has the patient been on long-term drug therapy that can really disrupt a lot of metabolic systems like your vascular, your immune system, your hormonal system, your nervous system? And also, are there any addictions in the mix? So there's a lot of factors there. So to rebalance the system with healthy nutrition, you know, toxic removal, toxin removal, and changing the lifestyle and using, you know, medicinal herbs really can take an average of about 3 to 4 months. And if events have occurred to weaken the body, such as, you know, what I've just went over, it can take a little longer. But the good news is that it's a restoration process you're embarking on. You're not embarking on symptom management. And restoration does happen. And this is what the ancients called a cure. Oh, isn't that a marvelous and novel idea? It is. So you have that power. Everyone has the power to make health decisions, and the ones we make have lasting effects. So our Creator showed us how to live well, eat well, and be well. So stay close to the Lord in sincere prayer, and He promises you to have a sound mind. So no need for antidepressants or sedatives. And when we use medicinal herbs instead of toxic pharmaceuticals, we are promised a healing. It is never a good thing when a wound does not heal. So think of that on a metabolic level when the drug simply lessens symptoms and you never heal. I trust God's herbs, and He said herbs are for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and that is a fact. It cannot be undone. He spoke it. See? And if you would like to learn more on what you can, what it could be like, you know, not to have to live or, and evolve around your medicines like most people are doing, and how you can escape the multi-drug burden risk, well, and actually have the ability to be well, call Apothecary Herbs. They will offer you a professional strength product that you won't find in stores, and you can order their products by the mail, over the phone, or on their website. These are formulas practitioners use, but you can too. So you can give them a call, ask for a free catalog. The number's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, the website is The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take that power back, and the Lord's going to bless because you're trusting in His medicinal herbs, and they are just awesome. They're like the world's best-kept secret. Absolutely. All right. They do a good job. You know, God doesn't make junk. He doesn't.
All right, we're going to talk about avoiding some of the 10 most expensive conditions. Lordy, lordy. According to drugs.com, pharmacist Lee Anderson, the U.S., as well as some other parts of the world, have 10 health conditions we really need to avoid. So avoiding bad health is definitely something we definitely want to do. So there are 10 conditions that are very common and are becoming more expensive to be treated by modern medicine. And, of course, when we look at modern medicine for help with conditions, the treatments are really geared to the drug therapy and also to downplaying your symptoms, which most certainly lead to aggressive and evasive and more expensive surgical treatments down the road. So if we are, like most Americans, you are taking some comfort in that a majority of the cost of treatment is going to be covered by your insurance. That's what people look to insurance for. And I've seen people opt for drug therapy and surgery instead of natural therapies just because the natural therapies aren't covered by their insurance. That was the only reason. They would have done the natural therapies if their insurance paid for it. I have trouble wrapping my brain around that. I really do. But the money factor can win out. And even though they doubt the modern medical treatments are going to cure them, at least they're paid for. That's their rationing. That's their rationale. I'm like, well, you're not going to be any better. You're going to be a slave to the drug therapy. You know, what happened to really pursuing cures out here? We're going to take a look at these very common health conditions, see how we can protect ourselves. So the top 10 conditions are diseases that people will have to live with the rest of their lives if they follow their doctor's advice. This isn't going to, they don't intend to cure you. Why kill the golden goose? Because this is a lucrative thing just to manage your disease, help you live as comfortably as possible with it until you die. First up is liver disease. Hepatitis virus is most common, hepatitis C. Medical experts, they expect us to get hepatitis, especially the baby boomers. And you can contract liver disease very easily. And then with just a few months, you can be paying out $160,000 for treatments, is what they're saying. Now, according to druginjury.com, there are reports that a lot of the new drugs like Harvani and Sovaldi for hepatitis are putting patients at risk of liver cancer and even leukemia. So really, please investigate these things before you embark on that. Medicine seems to ignore the 8 new medical studies that were presented at the International Liver Consortium in 2017 in Amsterdam at the European Drug Regulators Conference. They knew about the drug safety issues for over a year. That's what the European drug regulators knew. But they still sold them to people, and they got cancer, liver cancer, and leukemia. I don't know about you, but I consider cancer, liver cancer, and leukemia worse than hepatitis. So there you go. Also up on the list is back pain and neck pain affects about 63 million people, or 30% of Americans. People go to chiropractors. They go to back surgeons, neurologists. I used to work for a few of them. They always did these laminectomies and lumbar decompression. Anyway, a lot of surgery, and patients never seemed to be any better. It was sad. A lot of people, instead of doing that, they'll see their doctor on a regular basis and take a lot of pain pills and stuff. $88 billion industry, back pain. Mm-hmm. Patients are put on drugs for pain, drugs for muscle spasms, drugs to help them sleep. And a big part of the neurology area is the neck and back surgery. Majority of these people, that's where they end up eventually when the drugs don't work anymore. All right, let's look at high blood pressure, another segment that's very common. 1 in 3 Americans develop hypertension, spend $83 billion on medical treatments. It's just symptom management they're on is what they're on. And the drugs eventually weaken the vascular cardio system so much it leads you to congestive heart failure. If you don't believe me, how about believe in a chemist Shane Ellison, who was right here on the show at one point, wrote a book called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Great book. You should get that. And he used to help make these drugs for the drug companies until he decided it wasn't a good thing. And he explains on a cellular level, these drugs tear you up. Okay, I just kind of paraphrase there. But get his book, and he'll explain it very basically. You'll understand that your cells are literally falling apart while you're on these drugs. Also on the list is diabetes. Excellent book, but it's out of print. It's called Insulin, the Silent Killer. Thomas Smith wrote it. He had diabetes, but didn't want to take the insulin drugs because it didn't cure your diabetes. It actually led you down the path to death, in his opinion. So he figured out medicine either deliberately or is really stupid and misses the mechanism that's causing the problem for diabetes. His book was very precise, and he figured it out, and he reversed his diabetes with a diet. And then occasionally he could have some of the other things that threw up his blood sugar, but just not all the time. So he didn't have to go on drugs is the point. So diabetes, 10% of Americans, 30% of them are undiagnosed with the disease. It's over $100 billion industry. So why would they want to find a cure for diabetes? Why would they want to find a cure for cancer? Why would they want to find a cure? I think they find new treatments, but I don't think they find new cures. They don't have cures. The cures kill the golden goose, see. There's no money to be made with well people. Get that in your head. The medical establishment is a corporation, just like your court system is. Follow the money. Just follow the money. Now, there's an interesting coincidence. Diabetes increases as the number of vaccines increases, and it has happened as well for pets. Think about that. If you do your homework on your diabetic drugs, druginjury.com is reporting that diabetic medicines have been reported to cause risk like bone fractures, thyroid cancer, heart failure, kidney failure, macular vision problems, and death. And I can attest to that because I have seen a lot of people over the years. I've known people, neighbors, family members, went on the drug therapy, and they come down with that list of problems. Definitely. Finland has the guts to produce statistical data and put it in to a chart, and it shows that vaccine diabetes correlation. It's there. It's real. So a lot of inflammation caused by the vaccines creates a diabetic condition within about 4 years after you get your vaccine. So there are no coincidences, just a conspiracy, according to Anthony Horowitz. I got to take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back here in Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about your minerals and how important they are to prevent disease and keep you healthy and vital. You know, we should remember Whole Foods, you don't have to guess. Nature gets it right. So that's one thing, the synthetic isolated supplements, they don't get it right because they're essentially an inorganic compound. They have no required accompanying nutrients, and the dose is going to be higher than what is provided in nature. So the body does process them as if it were a prescription drug, the synthetic supplements. So if you use supplements, do use whole food supplements. So, for example, a vitamin C supplement that is isolated will list the ingredient as ascorbic acid. A whole food vitamin C supplement would list vitamin C from rose hips as an ingredient. So where you're going to have the bioactivity within the vitamin C found in rose hips, that will have flavonoids, carotenoids, fatty acids. This all helps the body to utilize and the vitamin C that's required properly. So the body will not have to pull from your nutritional stores to try to process that supplement.
unlike an organic one, it would have to do that. That's why a lot of people say, you know, I tried the supplement, worked great for a couple weeks and quit working. It's because it was missing essential nutritional elements and the body had to replace those. But when you ran out of the replacements, then it wasn't able to use it. So you want to make it easy. You want to make it organic. And it's safer for your system, and the balance is there. So whole food supplements are out there, and you really should insist on them. So there are two large manufacturing companies in the United States which provide what are called monographs, FDA-approved isolated synthetic supplement recipes, in which companies can select from to have them private label a line of supplements. And this is exactly what you find at GNC, Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chain stores. So on the other hand, Apothecary Herbs does manufacture a line of whole food supplements containing the nutrients nature provides. So these are professional-grade whole food supplements, and for, let's say, an overall vitamin, mineral, amino acid, plant protein supplement, check out their Body Foundation food mix. For a natural balance for calcium, magnesium, and boron, look for their calcium plant liquid formula. They also offer the sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which will provide you, it still retains its 84 micro-mineral elements, including magnesium. It's a game changer when you get a whole food salt, not a processed one. So give them a call if you want to order or request their free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, and that's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. Web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So they'll hold your hand and show you what's what, and you'll get educated. And it is a bit of a learning curve. It's very user friendly. It's just something you have to learn, just like you learn to brush your teeth and tie your shoes as a kid. You have to learn about your herbal medicines and your whole food supplements. It's rewarding in the end. You'll see. All right, so we're going to be looking at things that help you deal with tension real quickly. I get lots of calls of people really being tense. They can't watch the news anymore. They're just all upset. They want to be able to relax and not grind their teeth when they sleep at night and so on and so on. So some people say, I wonder if I am tense. Am I stressed? Am I depressed? Well, some people have difficulty distinguishing what they are experiencing. Sometimes it can be anxiety or stress that is causing you to feel tense or depressed. So either way, our hormones will take a hit when we feel this way. So does our concentration, our energy level. So tension and stress, if we're overloaded with those, it can put us at risk of developing illnesses. So according to Kansas State University, we tend to react to stress triggers between 50 to 200 times per day. So they may not all be, you know, red alert levels of stress, but we still react to them. And on a biological level, our body is feeling it. So we're going to take a look at our stress, our tension levels, see what we can do to help diffuse them and protect our health. So let's look at some low-level triggers. So research done at Kansas State University listed some of the low-level tension triggers we encounter on a daily basis, like, you know, if we've got to wait in long lines, something that's inconveniencing us. Traffic, of course, tension in traffic. Being put on hold. Oh, man, I hate that. Not being connected with a live person. You get caught in those phone trees. That's really kind of irritating. How about you can't find your car keys? Or you spilled something on your clothes and you're late for an appointment. Maybe something as out of stock in the store and you really needed it, right? That's kind of the tension. How about you can't find a place to park and you're late, right? You're late for an appointment, you can't find a parking place. So these are all stressors for sure, but most of us realize these are not, you know, the hills we're going to die on. And, you know, we'll forget about them in an hour, right? So we're told that when our muscles tense up, it normally takes an average of 20 minutes for them to completely relax again. That's a long time. However, the problem comes in when we get this metabolic level where there's not enough time in between the tension triggers for the muscles to relax. There's no break. So the tension remains. It's constant. Therefore, the tension will build up. So we need to develop, you know, better ways to cope. And so that all these everyday hassles don't build up in our system and, you know, it's the last straw kind of thing and we overreact a little bit. Let's talk about tension tighteners because, life is tense enough. We don't really need to add to it. So sometimes stress and tension can be a bit of self-generating. We overload ourselves in our work schedule. We over-obligate ourselves. So this is quite manageable. It's something that can be avoided. Sometimes it's our personality maybe that clashes with coworkers, supervisors, and it creates a lot of tension. So if you tend to have an attitude of it's my way or the highway, this can cause friction with other people. So people may talk negatively about you, and this even causes more stress. Now, other factors that also become tense stressors are if your schedule is extremely hectic, either at school or work, your finances are stressing you out, you have some unexpected things come up, like a big medical bill, or you wrecked a car and now you don't have transportation, something like that, or you have some relationship problems, family demands that are just really putting a crimp in everything. So some of the risks, if you get too much tension going on, it increases our risk of heart disease, digestive problems, sleep problems, weight gain, immune system problems, inflammatory issues, and also can predispose us for depression. So how do you know if you're in trouble? If you're carrying around a lot of tension, a lot of stress, sometimes, you know, you can't see it yourself, but other people can see it. Some of the symptoms that will crop up is if you get a little moody, if you're irritable, your temper flares, you're short-tempered, you're unable to relax. I mean, I've been guilty of that. You know, I mean, you can probably relate to this. You know, you take a vacation, you're just going to go a few days to the beach, just unwind, you know, recharge your batteries, and it takes a whole day just to get in the vacation mode for me. You know, I'm so used to calling people back, checking emails, doing this, doing that. It takes a whole day to just put that aside. And then when I get back from vacation, it takes me a whole other day to get back in the mode of working. Sometimes also if you feel overwhelmed, it's a symptom, as well as if you feel quite lonely. General unhappiness or depression can creep in. Memory concentration problems could also show up. Sometimes, you know, we get stressed, we have poor judgment. Yeah. Or we get a bit pessimistic. And we maybe constantly worry or show a bit of anxiousness. These are all kind of symptoms that we're getting overly stressed. So you want to be aware of the physical symptoms that tension and stress bring on. Maybe you've got some aches and pains that crop up, or digestive problems like constipation or diarrhea can be stress-related. Nausea, dizziness, rapid heartbeat and chest pains, a lot of panic attacks are really, you know, kind of mimic a heart attack. Loss of sex drive, as well as frequent colds because your immune system gets suppressed when you're stressed. You may have a change in appetite and sleep patterns. You may start to isolate yourself and procrastinate on things. How about you may abuse alcohol too much, tobacco or other drugs, and you start some nervous habits like you bite your nails or you pace. Headaches is also in there. So these are some of the things that can kind of be signs that crop up to let you know. Let's also look at the cardiac reactor area, because some people are what referred to as cardiac reactor folks. They react to stress with cardiac symptoms and high blood pressure. So experiencing, let's say, 100 times a day, a lot of pressure and stress can really throw that heart into you know, overdrive. Other people show a lot of digestive symptoms. Their body will dump more acid into the stomach, and then they start to develop ulcers. So others may experience a suppressed immune system and be sick a lot. They catch everything that comes along. And then the headache element, because often a lot of tension and stress cause headaches, and if the headaches manifest, they may manifest into a migraine, a vascular headache, and it often occurs usually on a weekend after there's been a week of high stress. That's usually when migraines come into play. So we've got some things to look at, some triggers to look at, some symptoms to look at, and we're going to talk about how we can diffuse a lot of this tension and try to calm down and get a grip on things. We're going to be looking at anxiety, how the anxiety affects your muscle tension, and also be real sensitive to how your body is positioning itself. You know, it's your body language does speak loudly, so you may slouch more and that kind of thing. But I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about how we can diffuse some of our tension and stress. And, you know, if you're tense enough, you could experience what is called anxiety muscle tension. And this can produce a lot of pain, severe enough that doctors start prescribing you medicines. So people with anxiety muscle tension have what we call muscle spasm pain, twitching, feels like clamping up of the muscles, causing a lot of discomfort. In extreme cases, people have become a bit bedridden with their cramps and their pain. So patients with this problem often say that the pain remains even when they're trying to relax and go to sleep. So after they get to sleep, the pain resumes when they wake up. So this condition can really attack any muscle of the body, causing pain, including your face, mouth, head, stomach, groin. So this can cause a lot of tightening, soreness, painful muscle contractions, and this tends to drain a lot of your energy. This tension can constantly attack certain areas or a move to new areas, and then the pain is fairly consistent. So the attacks usually follow an event that has been causing a lot of anxiety and a nervous episode, for instance, or a fearful feeling, elevated stress for a period of time. And what this tends to do is imbalance the hormones and also causes a mood shift, but this all affects muscles as well. Headaches can often be a complication along with your anxiety muscle tension. I like to use an antispasmodic to remove the tightness from muscles. My choice of an herb is lobelia. It'll remove lockjaw even. But you want to also be sensitive to what your body's saying. Often when you get stressed and you get tense, you're not realizing you can have a certain physical behavior, like you can clench your teeth or clench your fist, or maybe you're dragging one foot, or you're rubbing your hands together, almost like a comfort mechanism. If we are conscious of this, we can shift our focus to something else and diminish the tension and the stress. And this helps to dissolve that surface tension, releases more energy into the body for other things. And if you realize that you're showing these signs of tension, some deep breathing and relaxing exercises to relax the shoulders and the neck. Often people will do stretching exercises to take their mind off their stress triggers, which is also very helpful. So other ways to calm down, we can find that we can derail our tension or in our anxiety or depression. If we don't want to use medications, we can stay engaged and still resist the urge to become anxious, depressed. Studies have suggested that people that are looking at other people's faces having a conversation it calms the brain down through sensory receptors. So when you're talking and engaging someone in conversation, look at their face, look at their eyes. Your focus on a person's face is saying to your brain, stop worrying about things. So therefore, staying socially engaged is one way of dealing with this overwhelming tension, depression, and anxiety. So the second suggestion is to keep moving and be as mobile as possible. Exercise every day is a good example, helps with the neurotransmitters in the brain and gives more energy to the body, helps the muscle stretch. There's a muscle chain, exercise routines, and muscle chains are real important for balancing the muscles. A lot of times people will do like yoga. And yoga, they make you hold a position. And what this does is it can shorten the muscle. So whenever you do any kind of muscle movement, you should be lengthening as well as shortening. So in your movements, they call it muscle chain. And so this is real helpful, keeping yourself limber, muscles not tight and not painful. This also helps with your mood. So exercise is very helpful for the neurotransmitters. So it perks up your body, also perks up your immune system, helps your blood pressure too, lowers your blood pressure. Also, you want to guard against the urge to be immobile, crawl into bed, stay alone. You want to resist those urges. This is only going to add to what we call body trauma tension. Also adds to depression and anxiety. So your mind needs to be engaged, you need to focus. You don't need to feel stuck. And this can bring on a lot of emotions and can increase anger episodes, bitterness, and even grief. So emotions such as these will cause this physical symptom to manifest and you get more aches and pains. So it's real important to guard against all of that. So you want this proactive approach. Aside from being more social, getting your regular exercise, your diet also very important. You get the foods in there into the system and watch the trigger foods that will spike emotions and set off stress points. So research is suggesting that a lot of processed foods contribute to hormone imbalances that will affect our mood, and the highly refined foods, lots of sugar, will increase our tension, increase our stress, and anxiety conditions make them worse. Now, on the other hand, the omega-3 rich foods, so you're going to find omega-3 fatty acids in things like salmon, olive oil, coconut oils, mackerel, sardines, avocados, lots of fruits and vegetables. All these things help calm the system down, calm our condition. Very beneficial to think also positive. Very nice to learn a new joke every day and tell it to somebody that you think would appreciate it. So as your condition improves, it's going to get easier for you to get to sleep, control that nervous system triggers, and be healthier overall and drug-free at the same time. Now, there are some herbs that can help bridge the gap. Herbs, I've told people many times, is not, you know, like drug therapy for a life, like pharmaceuticals. It's to help you get back on track, to help you rebalance. So you can rely on some of these herbs for short term. And I like to use, like I mentioned, lobelia is good at taking tension out of muscles. So it'll just, you know, take that away. A lot of stress, tension, headaches, you know, muscles are real tight. So I like to use lobelia. Now, for nervous system tension, I like to use valerian root, and I like these in liquids. They work better in liquids than they do in capsules, tablets, or whatever. So liquids, age concentrate is going to work better. Not many companies will work with the lobelia, because if you want to use lobelia correctly, it has to be aged in two different catalysts to grab all the photoalkaloids of the plant so it works properly. So that's why a lot of companies don't want to even mess with it. So valerian root will take tension off the nervous system. Now, neither of these are addictive. Neither of these are sedatives. They don't, you know, you could still, you know, operate a vehicle. You know, it's not going to make you, you know, stay at home. So, and you can even use these two herbs together because they work on two different systems. And now, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have both of these herbs. They also have some headache formulas for migraine, stress, and tension headaches. So different formulas, different herbs for those. So you can check that out. Drug-free approaches to your headache problem, and also for panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. What I like to do, too, is if you have the depression and anxiety issue, I like to also use a lot of nutrition, especially B vitamins for the nervous system. So getting organic whole food B vitamins can be a bit of a challenge looking for it, but the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they specialize in, whole food supplementation. So their body food mix has some organic Bs in there. And you're also going to find that once you get Bs, the nervous system also relaxes a bit. Because their nervous system is it needs nutrients. It also needs your minerals, your electrolytes we talked about in the first part of the show. It's a conduit for the nervous system to work. So you need these and you need minerals for the nervous system to behave properly and so you don't feel so stressed. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have your mineral, organic minerals. They have your vitamins, amino, plant proteins, all certified organic professional strength formulas. So money back guarantee with everything. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. Now, they do have a website, and definitely check them out there, thepowerherbs.com. And if you want to sign up for their free online newsletters, which go out each week, you can just click on their books and newsletters tab on their website and sign up for free. These are only emailed newsletters. They are not snail-mailed newsletters. So you have to provide your email address in order to receive it. So all the information you provide is protected, is private. They don't sell your information, which is also a plus. So thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, that's where healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The power herbs. Yeah, get enlightened. It's all about taking the power back. It's all about you refortifying the system, getting that balance the way the body should be working. It's not about symptom management. That you already have with modern medicine. That's what they do. So if you want a different approach to wellness, if you want to be free of the high medical bills and, of course, the drugs, which, you know, at any point could be difficult to get, then you want to be able to have a backup plan at least. So if you're on drugs for life and want to get off of them, this is the time to learn how to do it and get metabolically strong. Otherwise, you're pretty much a hostage to your drug companies, aren't you? Yeah. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. And I hear they have a new product coming out. Don't know when, but it is going to be an oral health aid. So it's going to be something for the mouth area, and it's going to be interesting. We're going to learn more about that in the next few weeks. Hopefully they're testing it now, so hopefully we'll learn more about that in the next few weeks and be able to give you more information. But they always have unique formulas over there at Apothecary Herbs, and they work. So check it out. Testimonies are online. If you need a catalog, you'll also see testimonies peppered throughout their catalog from folks. And, you know, give them feedback because this helps them do a better job to serve you. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. We'll be back on Thursday with some more health news, so don't miss that. And if you have some health topics you want me to include on the show, don't be shy and drop me a line through the powerherbs.com website. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.